Father God, may we never stop singing your praises, Lord. May we never stop worshiping you, because you're worthy, Lord. You're holy. Lord, we thank you for who you are and who we get to become because of you. Lord, may we understand the victory that we get to walk in because of who you are. Lord, may we understand fully what this song means, the position that we get to take as your sons and daughters. Lord, that we're not just to worship you when there's a band in front of us leading us into your presence. Lord, but our lives are supposed to be full of worship. The way we conduct our lives should be a song to you. Lord, the way we speak to people should be a song to you. The way we love others should be a song to you. The way our hearts break for others should be a song to you. So, Lord, may we never stop singing. And, Lord, may we recognize every day that it's an opportunity for us to praise you, to worship you. And to live a life that shows that we understand that you're worthy, that you're holy, and that we get to walk in the victory and the triumph of the cross. And we will sing of that every day of our life. And if we won't, the rocks will do it. Give us a fresh perspective of who you are today, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. You may have a seat. If I haven't had the opportunity to introduce myself yet, I'm Pastor Nick. I'm the campus pastor here at the White Oak campus of Bridge City Church, and I'm so excited you decided to spend your Sunday morning here with us, worshiping God and praising his name. We're going to do things a little bit differently today, switching things up, and I'll get to explaining that fully in a moment, but we're going to enter into another time of worship right now, and that's by receiving our tithes and offerings. But before we do that, I want to celebrate with you. This should be a time of celebration. This should be a time that we joyfully shout and praise, just like during worship. And I want to take a moment and recognize you all, because we're a part of one of the most generous churches in the world. And this calendar year alone, we've been able, as the church, to send $40,000 to Ukraine and the relief efforts that are taking place there. That is amazing. That's a celebratory moment. And last week alone, we were able to send $1,300 as the church to what's going on there and the relief efforts that are taking place. I don't know about you, but I'm not able to text to give $40,000 by myself. If I could find my checkbook, I haven't written a check in years. I couldn't write a check for that, but I couldn't tell PNC to mail one. I couldn't do that by myself. But we as the church, together, unified, all pulling in one direction, don't even blink an eye at $40,000. It's amazing. God's church doesn't even skip a beat at $40,000. That's amazing. That deserves a shout of praise. That deserves a celebration. That's amazing. And as we enter into the receiving of our normal tithes and offerings, I don't want it to be me just speaking about we're receiving our tithe for today, for August 28th, 2022, because we have to keep the lights on for this week, because we're getting ready to celebrate 40 years as the church, as Bridge City Church. 40 years. in September. And I can't help to think about 40 years ago when they were receiving their tithes and offerings. They weren't thinking about then and that moment. They were thinking about you all. 40 years ago, when men and women were emptying their 401ks and their savings accounts and giving out of an overflow of generosity, they were thinking about you. They were thinking about White Oak and North Braddock and Brighton Heights and Murraysville. They were thinking about the future. So as we give today, I don't want you to just think about the electricity bill and the gas bill and the rent today. I want you to think about the building 40 years from now. I want you to think about your kids' kids, your grandkids. I want you to think about those people that aren't even born yet, but God knows them, and He knows that one day they're going to need a Savior. We get to be a part of it. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 9, I'm going to read you out of the Message. Even though I'm free of all the demands and expectations of everyone, I have voluntarily become a servant to any and all in order to reach a wide range of people. Religious, non-religious, meticulous moralists, loose-living immoralists, the defeated, the demoralized, whoever. I didn't take on their way of life. I kept my bearings in Christ, but I entered their world and I tried to experience things from their point of view. I've become just about every sort of servant there is in my attempts to lead those I meet into a God-saved life. I did all of this because of the message. I didn't just want to talk about it. I wanted to be in on it. This is one of the ways we get to be in on it. We get to say, I was a part of that. So as we receive our tithes and offerings today, maybe you've never given. Maybe you're going to take that step of faith. Maybe you've been obedient for years. Maybe you need to take a step forward in your generosity. I don't know where you're at, but I know the ways to give are behind me. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for the opportunity we have to return to you what's rightfully yours, and we have the opportunity to be in on what you're doing, not just here and now, but for future generations. Lord, give the leaders, the elders, the pastors of your church the wisdom and knowledge on how to use these funds to grow your kingdom and to glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Listen, I said we're doing things a little differently. So if you're here today and you're new with us, you should have received a connection card inside your welcome guide. And if you can fill out that connection card and turn it in at the connection point, which is to my left, your right, we have a gift for you. And we want you to fill out that card, not just so we can have your information, but so that we can get you connected with what's going on here at Bridge City Church and communicate with you, because communication is key. And I'm going to communicate some things that are coming up here at Bridge City Church because we want you to be a part of them. First and foremost, I mentioned the 40-year anniversary. September 17th, Saturday. How many of you have ever been to Kennywood? Let's start there. Keep your hands up. Let's put them down. Oh, I almost got a breeze up here. There's no air movement up. Has anyone not been to Kennywood? You've never been to Kennywood? You're new to Pittsburgh? Somebody buy that young lady a ticket. $15. Take her over to the connection point. Buy her a ticket. September 17th, we're all going to go to Kennywood. Why are we going? Because we want to celebrate. We want to have fun together. We want to be a church family. All four locations in one location. Duquesne, Kennywood. Duquesne Disney World at Kennywood. $15 to get in. At 3 o'clock at Kennywood, we're going to gather at the garden stage. There's going to be giveaways. We're going to hear Pastor Rick speak and say a few words. We're going to have fun. Everybody's going to wear their Bridge City shirts. be nice if you have one on. Don't be cranky at Kennywood if you have a Bridge City shirt on. Be nice, smile. If your potato patch fries aren't fresh and you have a Bridge City shirt on, they're the best potato patch fries you've ever eaten. It doesn't matter. Okay? You are nice with that shirt on. Get your tickets at the Connection Point. Kids 3 and under are free. September 18th, we're all going to gather two worship experiences at our North Braddock campus. We're going to worship together. All four locations in one location as one church. Because this is a celebratory time. 40 years is a big deal. It marks a generation. It marks a generation. And we're not just going to look back at what God has done. We're going to look forward at what God's going to do. And we're going to be together to do that. It's important. So put it on your calendars. Also, all the ladies in the house today. How y'all doing? You doing good? Katie was louder the first worship experience. She's getting tired. She's from the South. She's getting tired. She needs some sweet tea. Listen, the grand design, the Overflow Women's Event is coming up October 1st. Registration has already begun. This is a time that's designed for the women, not only of Bridge City Church, but women from churches across Pittsburgh to gather together. This year's theme is to help you see how you're supposed to build your spiritual house. You need materials to build a physical house, and you also need materials to build a spiritual one. And if you don't use the right ones, things are going to fall down. So please get registered at the Connection Point or online at the website bridgecitypgh.com. You don't want to miss this event. And men, make every opportunity for your wife to get there. Every opportunity. Watch the kids. Take off work so she can go. It's your job to do that. There'll be opportunities for people to serve. Stay tuned for all of that. Lastly, next steps. Next week and the following week. If you're yearning to find out how you can become more of an active part of what God's doing here at Bridge City Church, discover your gifting and start to make a difference, not only in your life, but in the lives of others. Next steps for you. Please, we want you to make every effort to do so. All right, I said things are going to be a little different today. Here's the description. We believe that God still speaks to his children. Amen. God still speaks to his children. He speaks to us in numerous ways. He obviously speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us through worship. He speaks to us through people. And today, we're believing that he is going to speak to us through his children, okay? He's going to speak to us through our lead pastor, Pastor Rick Powden. We're believing that. We're going to bring him up here in a moment. We're believing that he's going to speak to us through teams of people who have been praying and fasting and believing to speak to you all as individuals and families. Pastor Rick's going to speak to us as the church. The teams of people that are going to pray later are going to speak to us as individuals and families. Now, what does this mean? Biblically, in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 3, prophecy is something that strengthens others, it encourages them, and it comforts them. When Pastor Rick comes up here, he is going to speak, and what he speaks is going to strengthen us. It's going to strengthen us as the church. It's going to encourage us as the church. And it's going to bring comfort to us. What God is going to speak through him is going to do those three things. If it doesn't, it's not biblical. Okay? But I know that he is not going to speak out of order. Whenever we stand up and start to receive as individuals or families from the teams of people, what they're going to do is they're going to pray over you and speak over you. They're not going to counsel you. But they are going to strengthen you. They're going to encourage you, and they're going to comfort you. Those three things. We're going to speak more about this, but in the meantime, I'm going to bring Pastor Rick up. We're going to pray over him, and we're going to receive. So let's pray. Father God, I thank you so much for this man. I thank you for who he is, who you created him to be. And Lord, we just ask for you to speak through him right now. Lord, we ask for you to remove anything that's going through his mind that he's trying to sift through. And you just have your way. Speak clearly, Lord. And God, may we hear it clearly. Thank you for all that you've done in his life, all that you're doing. But God, give us all great expectation for what you have planned to do. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. I had a vision, the first worship experience here, and God expanded it the second that when Pastor Nick mentioned Kennywood, I had a vision of potato patch fries with cheese and bacon and gravy, because I serve a God of abundance. And then the second time here, God added a funnel cake with strawberries and ice cream. How many of y'all are hearing God right now? That was my vision. I'm not sure if that comforted you or strengthened you. I'm sure it distracted you. I'm going to share with you in these next moments together something I believe God wants you to hear today. As Pastor Nick said, this is something a little different. I'm just going to kind of deliver exactly what I believe God said. As I was fasting for you and praying for you this week, I was praying and fasting. I hold that as fasting for you right now. Just praying. And I was sitting on my back porch, and I was sitting on our swing. I sit on one side, and Jesus sits on the other in the early morning. And I just felt impressed. I just felt in my heart, there was just one word God gave me, and it was Naphtali. And at first I thought, is this my wife Natalie's new Hebrew name? I don't know. I was just like, I don't know what this is. And I just started thinking about it. And then I remembered in the Old Testament, there's a tribe, Naphtali. And so I opened my Bible, and I believed this is the impression I got. And I found a verse in Genesis chapter 49, verse 21. Naphtali is a doe set free that bears beautiful fawns. Basically, that says it bears beautiful words, goodly words. That's the Hebrew word for there. And so I began thinking, okay, God, you gave me this really cool verse. And so I just said, you know, I know Naphtali's a tribe, one of the 12 tribes. That's what I knew. And so I just began to think about Naphtali, and I knew there were some other things. I read a little bit about it, but didn't go any further. But I didn't realize that throughout the day, when I was praying and fasting for you and praying for this time, I heard not just once, not just twice, but I kept hearing Naphtali, 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 over and over again. And actually, it wasn't until the wee hours of this morning, because I didn't prepare a teaching in the formal sense. I just said, God, whatever you want to say to these people, I want you to say. And I believe God's speaking to you right now. What I realized was, is I looked up one verse, but there were repeated verses in the Bible with Naphtali in it. So what I did is I just began to look at every verse. You see, sometimes when we receive something that's referred to as prophetic, we receive a little piece. I just got one, but I wasn't getting all of it. And so what I did is I just started reading through. And I realized that there's a blessing of Jacob upon Naphtali that was a father's blessing. Now, I want to make something really clear, too. As you look up what Naphtali is, I believe this is, and what I'm speaking to you right now, let me pause that. I believe it's symbolic of what God wants to say to you right now. I believe symbolically, I believe that we have a tribe. Something powerful happens when you find your tribe. Something does.
Right.
It's very powerful. Naphtali means wrestling. It means to wrestle with. It means my wrestling. I want to say to you prophetically, Bridge City Church, specifically White Oak, that if we are going to receive all God has for us as a church and you as a local expression of our church here in White Oak, it's going to happen through wrestling. We're going to have to wrestle a bit. It's not just going to be handed. We're going to have to wrestle. Wrestle spiritually. There's going to be a wrestling. I believe God has built you to wrestle with some things spiritually. I believe that. The next thing I found was in Deuteronomy 33, verse 23. Moses said this about the tribe of Naphtali. O Naphtali, you are rich in favor and full of the Lord's blessings. I want to speak to you today that I believe that you are rich in favor. No, that was the encouraging thing. You are rich in favor. You are full of the blessings of the Lord. May you possess the West and the South. I believe that God, and what he's saying to us right now today, is that he's expanding our territory. He's expanding our reach. He's doing something for the future here. I believe that. Just like in Genesis, it speaks something, and we're going to end this actually in Matthew. Over years and years, you don't know sometimes what God's doing inside of you. It's for the future.
Right.
I believe right here at Bridge City Church, White Oak Campus, I believe God's created you and created us to wrestle a bit. The interesting thing about the tribe of Naphtali, they were supposed to go into a certain region, and they were supposed to remove the Canaanites from that region. But they didn't. They cohabitated with the Canaanites in that region. I believe what God's saying to us today is we need to be done with cohabitating with the world in all its idolatry and its idolatrous ways. I believe what God is calling us to do is completely remove it. And because the temptation is to tolerate it. And God is not calling us to tolerate and just cohabitate. The interesting thing is that on its own, Naphtali, this tribe, couldn't remove the Canaanites. But from Judges chapter 1 to Judges chapter 5, they were able to remove the Canaanites and take over the land when they joined tribes together. So not only is this a reminder that as White Oak and Murraysville and North Braddock and Brighton Heights make up one church, we fight together. And I believe I'm speaking right now prophetically to some people here that even in the back of your mind or the back of in your heart, there's room for why do we have to be a part of that? Why do we have to be a part of this? Because we're just one tribe amongst many. And not only there, Bridge City Church is one church amongst many in our region.
Right.
Other churches are not the enemy. The devil is the enemy.
Right.
Idolatrous ways of this world are the enemy. And we're going to need to wrestle spiritually with these things because together we are stronger. You see, I believe right now God is broadening and expanding our spiritual view of what he's doing right now. Are you feeling it? He's reminding us several times in the Old Testament, and I'm not going to go through all the rest of the places that Naphtali shows up, like in Isaiah and there's some other places, but the amount of men are numbered. That was very common in Hebrew time. But the amount of men were strong. They went from not being able to take out the enemy in Judges 1 to a strong point of them was that they were willing to fight to death. I want to speak for a minute to the men of Bridge City Church, White Oak, and speak to your heart that God is creating you and God has created you as somebody who's going to wrestle with the enemy spiritually, and we are going to fight unto our death and we are going to win.
Amen.
But we're going to have to humble ourselves and not be individuals, because nowhere in the Bible do individuals get the promises of God. We get it together. So really, there's a father blessing, there's a tribe blessing of Moses. But the first question I believe God's asking us prophetically today is this, is will we submit to the authority? Because without that, we're not going to get the promises of God. It is time to wrestle. It is time to step forward. It is time to realize that our battle, it isn't with flesh and blood. It's spiritual. But we're going to fight and we're going to win because God wants us to expand. I believe God is expanding your eyesight right now. I believe that God's expanding your heart right now. I believe God's expanding who you are right now. I believe that's happening right now spiritually. Can you feel it? And so the last point that we see here in Matthew chapter 4, this Naphtali was in the region by the Sea of Galilee in Nazareth. That may ring a bell to some of you because Jesus was from Nazareth. They said this region, the Sea of Galilee, was known for like, can anything good come out of Nazareth? It was a small little town, one way, basically really one way in, one way out. They started to be separatists, and then it became just, they were just weird people. But I believe God is saying this to you today. In the Mon Valley, and there is such a thing as a Mon Valley spirit. I believe that in this region right here at White Oak and McKeesport, it's easy to feel like, can anything good come of there? I want to tell you right now that most of Jesus' followers came from this region by the Sea of Galilee out of Nazareth. I want to tell you right now and speak to your hearts that God is raising up something very beautiful and very strong right here at Bridge City Church White Oak. I believe he's expanding you. And I believe that we need to put aside God can't, God won't, God will never, God can't bring something good because God has future expansion for us as a people. I believe that with all my heart. Just like God spoke in Genesis 41. Thanks, baby. She has a prophetic anointing. She knows when her husband's choking. Just like God spoke in Genesis, you're a strong doe, and there's good words. It links to Matthew chapter 4. You see, God is doing something that we can't see the full picture. We can't see what God's doing, but he's expanding. We can't see it, but God's saying, I have more for you. I have so much more. I have an abundance for you that will come today in the form of comfort and strengthening and edification to you today. I believe that God's speaking to us as a church, that if we'll stay under authority and we will fight spiritually, he's going to do something really beautiful with us. I am so thankful to be connected to you. And I believe in this word. I believe that God is speaking to you right now and God's expanding you right now. Some of you have never even heard anything like this before. You don't even know what's happening, but there's something inside of you expanding right now. I can see it right now. I can see it in the spirit. There's something bigger happening on the inside. There's something bigger happening with your eyesight. May we, as a people, wrestle spiritually, and may we live out that word and expand in the future together. Thanks so much.
We say yes and amen to the word that Pastor Rick shared. And there's some things that we need to do to process a prophetic word, both corporately and personally. We just received the prophetic word corporately. And this is how we're going to process this. There's no PowerPoint today, but there's one slide that you get to take a picture of. And this is how you process a prophetic word. Number one, is it biblical? Yes. What Pastor Rick just shared was biblical. He consistently and constantly gave biblical references to the words that he was sharing. Yes and amen to what he shared. Number two, Does it resonate in your heart? As he was speaking and delivering what God put on his heart, there were constantly people saying, amen, amen, yes, yes, it resonated. The one thing that was very clear to me, though, and I'm going to work through this, when he said the men needed to rise up and start to wrestle, the women said amen. That hurt a little bit. And I'm being serious. The men didn't say amen. The women did. Next, we need to share that word with a spiritual authority or confirm it to clarify it. I know Pastor Rick is our lead pastor. Prayed, processed, shared that with others. We were on a conference call at 6:45 this morning, talking, praying, processing. He needs to just do that on a whim. Here, us as the campus, we're not going to chase that word. We're going to do our part, and we're going to watch God do his. Men, we're going to get in our tribes on September 11th and our connection groups, and we're going to start to run. And we're going to wrestle. Because there's a world out there of men that are still full of the Mon Valley spirit that need to know who they are and who they were created to be and need empowered, encouraged, equipped, and challenged and need help to take their next step, which some of them is just to fall into the arms of Jesus. Ladies, you're going to get in your tribes. And then we're all going to unite on Sunday mornings and then go back outside of these walls and then go bring more people in. But we're not going to chase that word. We're going to do our part, and God's going to do his. Now, as individuals, the prayer teams are going to start to make their way forward and set up in front here. So, I mean, they're going to stand to their feet. They're going to start making their way forward. You're going to go to the same spots you were in at the first worship experience. This is what we're going to do. The worship team is going to lead us in worship. And we're going to have you guys stand to your feet with us right now. And as you feel led, you're going to make your way down the center aisles. And you're going to receive prayer. These people aren't going to counsel you. They're not going to pray for you and your cat that passed away last week. You're not going to tell them what you need prayer for. They're going to ask your name, and then they're going to speak what they believe God is speaking through them. I'm going to encourage you, get your phone out, record it, because you're going to take that word. You're going to make sure it's biblical. You're going to make sure it resonates with you. You're going to make sure it resonates with somebody that has authority over you, your connection group leader, your pastor. And then we're going to process through it. This is not just for here and now. It's speaking to what's to come, future, okay? If you're not up here receiving a word, be praying for those that are. Worship. Stay in this attitude of worship and prayer. Respect the environment that you're in. That's all I ask. Now, if you're uncomfortable right now, great. I'm so excited about it. I want you to be as uncomfortable as possible because that means you're in a good place. It is actually part of my job to make you uncomfortable. And I'm getting really comfortable with making people uncomfortable now. I used to not like it. I'm starting to enjoy it. The older that I get in ministry, I'm starting to really enjoy making people uncomfortable. Pastor Rick's really enjoying watching it as my spiritual father, because that means you're growing. You're being challenged by God. So I'm going to pray, and you can start to make your way down. The ushers are going to direct you. In Jesus' name, Father God, I thank you so much for what you're going to speak. I pray that it encourages, it empowers, it equips, it comforts. Lord, it edifies your church and your children. Speak to us. We're ready to hear. In Jesus' name, amen.